The Army Air Corps set us to work on this building, number 880, as something temporary after the attack on Pearl Harbor. When we put it together, it was only supposed to last about 5 years. We started construction on it in the summer of 1942. Because the Air Corps needed space right away for training and housing, we had to work fast. But with the war on, skilled carpenters were in high demand, so folks with less building experience, like me, got to do a lot of the work. We worked just like an assembly line to speed things up. One day, we were framing a structure, the next, putting up the walls, the next, putting on the roof. Though we worked quickly, we tried our hardest to use the least amount of materials possible to conserve for the war effort. I got to work on the chimney, located at the center of the building's front, which made me feel pretty important. I wasn't all that familiar with bricklaying, but I learned quickly. The chimney was set out from the building. We used an orange and brown brick in a pattern with four bricks set longwise, followed by a brick set using the short end, called a header. Most of these chimneys burned coal to keep the soldiers inside warm in the winter. It was hard work, but it helped keep the Air Force flying.
After World War II, this portion of Lowry Air Force Base was not in active use. When the United States Air Force was looking for a location to house their new academy in the 1950s, they turned to the complex as a temporary location. From 1955 to 1958, this site became the home to the U.S. Air Force Academy, while the new campus was being constructed in Colorado Springs. Building 880 was home to the Cadet Wing and the office of the First Commandant of Cadets. When the Academy departed in 1958, they put Building 880 to several uses, including office space, a warehouse, and the Military Base Museum. Building 880, in part, shows the important role Aurora played in the beginnings of the United States Air Force. The City of Aurora declared this building an historic landmark in 1995, and the National Park Service listed it on the National Register of Historic Places in 2007.